Good morning, good morning. This is K2PCB. K2PCB listening for any calls.
Good morning, K2PCB. This is KE2GDQ. It appears to be a lovely Friday morning out there.
When I keep getting these emails threatening thunderstorms, and just like we did last weekend, which was nothing to really worry about, I got but a couple dirty sprinkles on the truck, and that was about it. I don't know if something's still coming, but you're right. This is a very nice morning. Had I had the day off today, I know what my plan would be, but I think we're going to have to push that out to tomorrow. Yeah, so how's your Friday looking?
I think my Friday's going to be pretty good. I think I'll get a few things done around the house today, little things, maybe a couple of small errands, and then go shoot some trap tonight.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah, if the weather holds, we'll go kayaking tomorrow, and my uncle's 75th birthday is sometime this week. In fact, it may have been yesterday. But we're supposed to meet up for breakfast with my uncle, his, I'd say, new wife of a couple years. But it's his second. Yeah, I think that's his second. And with another one of my aunt and uncles. And, so it should be cool. Yeah, sorry I didn't get out here right away. I left the house this morning, and I don't know why. I thought of this band that I hadn't heard in a while and put on some of their music on YouTube. And I ended up listening to a little more than I anticipated. I'm like, oh, crap, I gotta flip over here.
No, that's all right. I came down about my usual time. I was listening to some broadcast FM. And I said, oh, Travis should be coming on. So I put on, I was also listening to, just scanning through the channels, and then I put out a call a little bit ago, and I said, Travis must be running a little late this morning, but just, you were listening to something else.
Sidetracked, distracted, however you want to say it. There's this group called, I don't even know if they're still together, called Gogol Bordello. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, G-O-G-O-L. Bordello, and they're a rock punk, kind of has a little bit of a klezmer sound band, and it was funny, I don't know how I happened upon them years ago, and they've only been around like 25 years, so at least they were, and I had been made aware of them and listened to their stuff for a little bit, and I was talking to Robert the one day, and something we had said made a reference to one of their popular songs, and he mentioned them, and then like, oh yeah, I know those guys, and it was like, how in the world do you know these guys? If you want to hear something crazy, listen to Gogol Bordello's song called Start Wearing Purple. I don't know if you've ever heard of that before. Pretty weird.
So the title of the song is Start Wearing Purple?
Yes, it is.
Well, I will, obviously today I'll be either going through YouTube or something. I will definitely look that up and give it a listen.
You definitely want to listen to the official music video version, recording of it. There's a bleep ton of covers and samples and short clips and that just doesn't do it justice, but it's just an absurd funny song, but it has this klezmer sort of sound to it, which reminds me of a klezmer / Zydeco band called the Hypnotic Clambake that I used to listen to years ago. That was pretty good. Sort of fallen out of love with them. They changed their style a little bit, and they're out of Rochester. I know they play some small venues. They play as the New York Klezmer Orchestra for bar mitzvahs and stuff like that. I don't know how much they do of, you know, the Zydeco or Hypnotic Clam Bake, because they kind of promote themselves as different names for different type of shows that they're going to do. I think Zydeco Vacation is another name they'll play under. But, yeah, interesting stuff.
I have heard of Hypnotic Clam Bake before. I don't know if I've ever heard them, but I've definitely heard the name.
I used to play here at Nietzsche's when they come into Buffalo, and not every time, but quite often when they come here, we try to, my friend and I used to try to get out there and catch their show, and it was always pretty good. And yeah, that's one of those things, and I guess that's like with any band, there are a collection of songs where it gets everyone on the floor bouncing around, and of course, most people are intoxicated, but it was a lot of fun. So when I listen to those songs now, I think, man, that is silly. But they were like, drunkard anthems back in the day, you know, sort of like, the beer tents of today. People, just reminiscing as they're listening to that music. And, yeah, very similar, but, different time. K2PCB. I also wanted to ask you, how's your stringing coming along?
As far as stringing, I haven't really done anything with it. I've watched a couple more videos on setting up Cura and going through some of the menus. I had actually kind of had forgotten how to create a new profile for whatever reason, and then I did create a new profile, but I haven't had a chance. I've been doing other things to get other things taken care of. So I don't know. We'll see. Maybe today we'll run a new Benchy with a new profile that I did create and see what happens. I'd really like to get. Actually, what I need to do is talk to Berger and see if he had any stringing issues and what he did to get rid of it, or did he just print stuff that just never really appeared. So I want to get in touch with him today and see.
Yeah, so he could have set it up and used it with different filaments. He might have strictly been using PETG, he might have been strictly using PLA. He might have always printed with a different temperature. I mean, there's all these things. He might have been using a different slicer and a whole different parameter set. But, I think running those tests and adjusting it for yourself, your conditions, you know, your filament, I think you'll be happy with the results once you nail that down.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be. Because when I was researching 2-meter and 70-centimeter antennas, I came across one that was a combined 2-meter and 70-centimeter, and it had a bunch of 3D printed parts. So I got to go back and find that and print those off and put that together. So that's one of the first projects I want to do with the printer. This is KE2GDQ.
Definitely a worthwhile endeavor. I'm always in favor of practical things. I just seen there was a listing on Facebook Marketplace, somebody who's selling satellite antenna arrays, but yeah, they look kind of expensive, and I don't think they were meant to be portable.
Yeah, some of the antennas that I've seen definitely are not for portable use. I believe this one would be because it was built out of aluminum, so which would make it pretty light. You know, but I've also found through my reading that some of these guys actually mount their antenna to a tripod and have it computer controlled, so it tracks the satellite, you know, automatically while they tune the radio. And then I found out that there's actually digipeaters that are up there that I didn't know. I didn't know that there was digital repeaters up in satellites.
You are definitely learning a lot about the satellites. Most of it is, you know, when I was originally studying or word of mouth. You are blazing that trail for us, which is pretty cool. I was taking a glance if I could see that ad again for that antenna on Marketplace, but I think I was just looking for radio stuff, and I wasn't looking for anything specific. I'm not seeing that again. I was going to forward it over to you. Anyway, I've got 6:44. It's Friday. I don't see Jeff here yet, so maybe he's still on his way in. And I haven't heard Ross yet. I'll turn it over to you guys. I'll say 7:03 and turn it over to you guys. And have a wonderful Friday. And we'll talk to you when we talk to you. This is K2PCB. I am clear.
K2PCB, this is K2GDQ, 73. Enjoy your Friday. Have a good weekend, and whatever you do, be safe. And we'll talk to you again, hopefully on Monday. And we'll see if KC2PET or KC2NVM is out there.
KD2GDQ, KC2PET. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ross. How are you? I can tell you're still just on the road because I got some fluttering.
Yeah, I got a late start this morning. I just couldn't get up this morning. It was a rough one. It was like 6:05 by the time I finally get up, but I get up at 5:45, so I hit the snooze bar a couple times.
Yeah, I know. Some mornings it's just really tough to get out of bed. I've had the last couple days I've really trying to get back on routine because of Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday were not good days. So last couple days really trying to get back into my routine, get back to normalcy.
Yeah, plus it doesn't help when you have a whole day and a half scheduled in your day to do stuff. I'm trying to get a lot of these days off. I'm having off of work. I'm really pushing to get a lot of stuff done around the house, and which I am, but it takes a toll on you eventually.
Yeah, I've got some projects that I've got to get wrapped up here. One of them is the tires for my wife's garden cart. They wouldn't hold air, and come to find out, the Schrader valve core, once it's in place, for whatever reason, it doesn't allow air into the tire, which is really weird, or into the inner tube.
Yeah, that is weird. That's supposed to let air in. That's supposed to be able to fill it. That's kind of weird.
When we bought it, it was completely assembled, and I'm pretty sure there was air in the tires. So somehow someone got air in there. But over the winter, they had gotten soft, which is not unusual. So I went to put air in it. Could not get air in it. So I finally pulled the inner tube out and tried, you know, putting air in it. Couldn't do it. Pulled out the Schrader valve. Everything looked good. Put it back in. Couldn't get air in it. Backed it out a little bit. I could get air in it, but then it leaked through the valve. So I don't know if I should just get new cores or just get new inner tubes.
I don't know. Sounds like either way it's a toss. I'm probably going to cost you about the same either way. I knew they do make the... they're starting to make stuff now, like tires now, with a foam inside, no air. You just buy a tire and you get what you get. My dad's got a wagon that's like that. And I was asking him one day, I was looking at him, I'm like, how do you fill this thing up with that? There, he goes, you don't. I'm like, come on, really? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, he's like, yeah, there's no tube, no air, no nothing. So I'm like, well, see how long that lasts. I don't know. Like, what happens when it starts to crunch down and doesn't spring back? It's like, well, I guess you gotta get a new tire then.
That's interesting, having a foam-filled tire. Yeah, sooner or later, I think all foam just breaks down. Or if it's like a memory foam. I don't know, that's interesting. I mean, I like the concept, you know, you don't put any air in it, and hopefully it lasts you years, you know. But, yeah, interesting, foam in the tire. I kind of like that idea.
It's like that, what was it, they had those, remember those spoke tires they had for cars? Those didn't really take off. I don't know if there's a safety issue with those, but there was airless car tires. They were, like, really hard rubber spokes. I guess they rode nice, but, I've seen one car with them. It's funny when you drive with them, You don't see the tire at all. It's weird. Kind of looks like it's riding on air when it's moving. But I think, I don't know, they never took off. I was just wondering if there was a safety issue with them or something.
What kind of tire was that?
I don't know what it was. It was obviously a rubber tire, but it didn't have a rim. It had rubber spokes on it, and they were super thin. And they were, like I said, they held up the car, and it worked the way they were. They actually said they rode really nice. No air. There's no extra complete tire. It's just the tread and some rubber spokes. They first came out with them. I seen one car with them. I don't know if there was a safety problem with them in there. They banned them from anybody using them.
Interesting. I don't ever remember seeing those or hearing anything about those. I mean, I have a picture of it in my head, obviously, but I could see how it would ride really nice, because it would be very flexible, depending on materials used, very flexible. I wonder if it was any quieter.
Yeah, maybe. It wasn't, like I said, it was... wasn't a direct connection to your tire, no spokes or anything, like your rim of your tire. I'm sure it was road quieter. Like I said, I seen one set on a car, and I haven't seen anything else since, or heard of them. So I mean, I wonder if some safety concern came up with them.
Yeah, safety, that comes to mind, and also cost, or just, you know, it just, people didn't understand it. I don't know, but, safety, cost, I think those would be two drivers.
You know, was it supposed to rain today? It's kind of looking like it. Okay, it was all day rain. Note that it did rain a little bit last night, but that was about it. I'm ready for the weekend to start. I'm ready to be. Actually, it was just 3:30 already at work, so I can go home.
Yeah, I think there's a chance of some rain more later this afternoon. I know it did rain a little bit here just as I was getting ready to go to bed. I went out and looked, checked some things on the pool, and it was sprinkling, but it was not enough to register on my rain gauge. And I was listening to the weather earlier, and it said that there's a chance for rain, but obviously, in you know how this time of year, they're very scattered.
Yeah, it seems like things in the south have quieted down some. The tornadoes that seem to have gone away now. I don't know what the deal with that was, but they were having tornadoes for a long time. But now the East Coast is going to get it now. I'm sure we're starting to get into, was it hurricane season? That'll start kicking up soon, and we'll start having those.
Yeah, I hadn't heard much about tornadoes, but then again, I don't listen to a lot of news. I guess that's unfortunate. I hadn't heard about that yet. And I can't remember when hurricane season starts, but I know that sometimes when it does, depending on its path, we get some remnants of that, or we end up getting a bunch of hot, humid air for a few days, if I remember correctly, which I don't like the hot, humid. I don't mind the hot, but I hate the humidity.
Yeah, like I said, we don't get the tornadoes, thank God. I think, I don't know which one's worse. I don't know if having the short tornadoes or the big hurricanes that last a day or two. I don't know. I'm glad we don't really get too much of either one. So that's what I like about this area, at least. It's we get the brutal winters, but it's tornadoes, the destructive stuff stays away from us. But, all right, Brad, I got to get in at work today. You have a good weekend, 73, and I will talk to you on Monday. This is KDQ-GDQ, KC2PET. Have a good day, Brad.
73 is KC2PET. This is KU2GDQ, and we will talk to you on Monday. We are clear of this channel.